Before we kick things off, I'd like to thank our sponsor from the movie Commando, Commando Cabins.
Come on down to Commando Cabins. You'll get plenty of exercise carrying full trees down a mountain and cutting them up with an old fireman's axe. And then it's off to our rogue course where you try to sneak up on a commando while he's chopping wood, and if he catches you, he shakes you around, scrambling your brain inside your nugget. Your personal commando will take you out for ice cream to reduce the brain swelling and carve you up to prepare you for your daily activities. He will smile and laugh as this is the last moment of the day he will grant you any quarter. Then it's off to Krav Maga training with our unintelligible instructor that's guaranteed to have killed at least 20 men. After that, you'll connect with nature with one of our beautiful nature walks and feed berries to the deer and wildlife in the mountain before slitting his throat or snapping his neck with brute force or technical prowess. It's your choice. If that's not enough excitement for you, prepare to have your breath taken away as we take you down to the rockiest creek in the region and let you attempt to drag pre-hooked dead fish from the waters. You'll catch a good dose of patience here, cutting off all the lures from the snags. We hope you're not worn out yet, because next we're going to have a bulked up Austrian maniac slam you around the pool until you go limp or he gets tired of it. At the end of the day's activities, if your commando has allowed you to live, he will grant you the honor of making him a tomato sandwich, let you call him daddy, and sit down and go through team periodicals and trash talk the gays and miscategorized musical genres. Call and book your reservations today. You'll wonder why you went anywhere else on vacations. Welcome to Commando Cabins.
I think it's recording. Music sounds like it's on. We're ready to kick things in gear. That's right. Season 2. You probably didn't think it would ever happen, but it's here. It's live. For me, not for you. It's pre-recorded for you. Is it pre-recorded? What is pre-recorded? Well, it's what you're listening to, because it obviously can't be live. If it were live, you could talk to me. Well, you couldn't. I don't know. It's just things we think about, right? All right. Grab your beverage. All right, try that again. Grab your beverage. It's where you need a co-host again, like I said in the very beginning. It's hard to drink something that's this tasty. Let's kick it off. I'm drinking a non-alcoholic beer. Long story short, we'll get to that later. Athletic Brewing. This is from their pilot program. This one is Lost in the Woods. It's got 0.5% alcohol. Their beers are amazing. I've only had a couple that I was like, I won't get that again. But they make all kinds. Light, dark, heffies, you name it, it's in there. And if you love beer and you like to have a beer for lunch, this is the choice right here. And I was just trying to read because I know my glasses on. But yeah, the website's athleticbrewing.com. They don't sponsor the podcast. It would be cool if they did. This is just something I really enjoy because I love beer. And now I've found beers I can drink. Heineken, not to sidestep athletic, but Heineken makes a 0% and it tastes just like a Heineken. I know you're like, but if you want to... Yeah. All right. I'm missing a gene in my liver that processes alcohol. So if I were to drink, I could die. That's a quickie story there. So now I can drink beer. Like that right there. So I'm back. This is season 2, episode 1. Hot off the press. I've got a few gadgets and stuff that I've been trying out to see how things go. I mean, you guys remember the classics? You know, they were all there.
That movie didn't suck balls.
I still got some of those in there. I mean, we can... hold up. Don't be changing the channel. You're listening to What the Pat. Right here, right now. So you might pick up noises because it's a new area I'm recording in. And that was just random, wasn't it? Just trying to get the feel for things, to get back in the flow of all this, because a lot of people have been asking. One question was, do I take show notes? Well, I don't take them, but I write some notes down just to get an idea and a direction of where I'm going and all that. So I got a little book here. I've been checking out some journals lately. There's some pretty neat ones out there. I've always thought journals are cool. and I really like good paper, because crappy paper is just no fun. But the journal I'm looking at, fanny papers, paper. This is a Denik, D-E-N-I-K. Really nice. It's a little spendy, but it's a nice little book. I really like the feel of it. The paper's really good. You can learn more. Again, they don't sponsor me. I just like mentioning stuff I like. Denik.com. D-E-N-I-K. So that's the journal book I'm using to just stop my, jot down my random ideas, because I get them. Again, I keep trying to push a couple friends and be like, hey, you should be the co-host. And they're like, I don't know, Pat. I don't know. Now, I summed it up before in the little trailer, why I stopped. But pretty much, I was going to be gone for a month with my wife, and we were hitting the road. And when we planned the trip, we had four dogs, Cody, Forrest, Odin, Bernard. Odin and Bernard are our two little dogs, and Cody and Forrest are our two big dogs. So right before we were getting ready to leave, about a week or so, Cody passed away. So we had a smaller van, and we were like, you know, instead of taking the RV, we can get around better in this van, which was empty in the back. And by empty, it was definitely, it was a cargo van. It still is, but it isn't. So I made a quick bed. Was able to get a frame in there, put a bed in it, loaded up our stuff, shoved the three dogs in, and south we went. I was going to go visit my mom in North Carolina. We were just going to get a feel for the road, because it's something we wanted to do. We've been wanting to go on road trips. We've been wanting just to travel around without restrictions, and having the van would give you us the freedom to do that. And also, our dogs really don't get to see much, because they're reactive to people and all that. So It was a cool that we finally got to hit the road. And Forrest, our German Shepherd, he was pretty old. I mean, he could barely walk. We had a wheelchair for him. And he still had that look in him of like, I got life in me. I want to go on an adventure. And unfortunately, I really wanted to take Cody. But, you know, it was his time. So, kind of funny. I mean, this is a small cargo van. It's a little one. It's a Ram ProMaster City. Look them up. They're small. I felt like we were a clown car at Flying J when we got up in the morning. The back doors fly open. Out comes a German Shepherd, two people, and two little dogs. It's like, how did you guys even fit in it? We did, and I can't believe it. And it was some of the best sleep we've had, believe it or not. Sleeping in a parking lot, in your van with your three dogs, and people all around you. It was an amazing experience. It was cut short. I did get to see my mom. But what was cool is we got to get to the beach, Kerr Beach, I believe is how to pronounce it, in North Carolina, and got Forrest down to the ocean. So that was cool. And of course, Bernard and Odin, which they have better odds of seeing the ocean again and all that. So, yeah, I mean that. And then it was cut short because of COVID, and I just won't get into it because I'm not here to talk politics. I'm not here to change your opinion, and I don't want you certainly trying to change mine. This is all about having fun and everything, but that really slowed me down, because we had to turn around after 9 days, get home, fill our house back up with what food we get, toilet paper, and all of that, and just start figuring out what our next plan was. Where we're going to take our business, what we were going to do with our property, and what we wanted to do in life. So that's your, 4 minute sum up of that. So let's look at some show notes here, which I'll put in the podcast. I'll put them there on stuff you might need to know. Yeah, I got some good stuff in here. You can't see it right now, so you may not know everything. So one of the things I did pick up once we returned, it was October, I think. Allison and I decided to get some VR headsets. I'm not going to mention the name, because you can make your choice on what you want to get out there. You know, whatever. Okay, the Quest 2. Anyway, we actually got them shortly after they came out, I think, which we got lucky because they sold out quick. So for a while I was playing Echo VR, which is, like I told you before, it's just a crazy cool frisbee golf type soccer game. It's cool. And it was free. So I was like, this is great. I played that for a good month solid, met a couple people that are pretty cool. And then Population 1 is a battle royale, which, like I said before, is, I think, similar to Fortnite, which I've never played. But anyway, you should check out some videos on it. It's pretty cool. I'll put some links in the show notes because I did some streaming. And I practiced streaming for a while, which was kind of cool. Nobody watched, but it was still neat to try it and see if I could do it. And a buddy, his gamer tag is Jaren, helped me out doing that and stuff. So then I got him over to Population 1 and we were playing it and meeting other people and stuff. And finally, I like doing these long story shorts because you don't have all day. I like to give you cliff notes on it. And we ended up creating our own little group. That way we could play with certain people because sometimes you get randoms and it's no fun. So you start establishing a team and getting it because you're a squad of three. So usually you want to play with the same people so that... because you get used to each other. You know what I'm saying if you play games. But anyway, getting parched. I almost went a year solid without putting the headset down, but summertime came around and took a few nights off. That's how much I got sucked into Population 1, because I didn't even play Echo VR. I popped in a couple times. It was like, man, I missed this one. So we got a great group of friends together. And by friends, I've never met any of these people. I've all met them online through the game. And I can't name everybody. I could try. I should have written it down. But the funny thing is Lucas was coming up with ideas. And no, that's not his first name. It's his gamer name. Shut up. Anyway, we all just started talking, chatting, creating this group. I think we're up to 17 people in this Discord we got going now. We're called Bacon Me, and it's pretty funny because it was just more as a joke because there's other squads out there that have names, you know, like WWW, and the list goes on, IFF, which is French something, I don't know. But Bacon Me all stemmed about from Bane of My Existence, and then we turned it into Bacon Me because who doesn't love bacon? Ah, so, that was a little overly excited there. And there's sometimes we talk more in the Discord than we play. But we meet up nightly. Three of us at least are playing and having fun. So that's all it stemmed about. And I got sucked into that. And then jokingly, I kept talking about my podcast because, well, who doesn't like people listening to your stuff? That's why I record it, so you can listen to it. And I got pushed back in. So Bacon Me helped push me back into this. I actually made a connection with an old Navy friend of mine. Old as in not age. Well, he is old, but Steve, whom of which, funny fucking thing, has a podcast, The Movie Patrol. Check them out. That is some funny shit. If you don't like to laugh, then you fucking go find something else to do. Because we don't have time for you. Laughing. That's where it's at. Man. It picked up the phone. We talked to each other for 2 hours. It's like we haven't skipped a beat. And I don't think we've talked to each other in at least 20 years. And also, you've heard Kevin on the show. He's even called in a couple times. He was like, where the hell's the podcast? I've got Kelly like, hey, the podcast. Ajax Black is like, hey, dude. It's just going. Even Tolly. So it makes me feel good. I mean, so what? I joke about having 5 listeners. I think I have more. Who knows? But yeah, I appreciate the push. I'm happy to be back. And I'm looking forward to getting a new season. Because I didn't think of continuing the other as season 1. I could have just made episode 56. Maybe that could be the cue for I'm going to talk about some movies. Cue. You know, if some of you don't know what that is because you're a little younger, Lucas, dang it, just cut it off. It's no fun. I'm just trying different things here, people. Hang with me. Did I mention athletic brewing? All right, let's open up the notebook again, see what we got going on. Look in there. Oh, yeah. I do want to talk about that. I don't know if it's time, but because I've rolled the 8mm projector, so let's get this out of the way. I'm catching up on Marvel. And I really enjoyed Black Widow, by the way. That was a fun movie. I had a good time with that. I know it got dogged on and COVID screwed up the release, and I feel Scarlett Johansson can make me angry sometimes, but I'll set that aside and say, man, that she kind of got screwed over with how things fell for that. But how do you follow up Endgame? Seriously. They should have done the Black Widow movie before all of that. It's neither here nor there. I had a good time with that movie. I really enjoyed it. That's one of the movies I've seen. Talked about Bill and Ted. No need to rehash that. The Eternal. I was really looking forward to this. There was a lot of hype with it. I really like a lot of the actors and actresses in it. I don't know much about the Eternals, so I thought that was kind of cool that I could check that out and everything. And I can use this when I cough. And I'm back. So, couldn't do that before. I'd have to edit it out. I got this cool button, too.
It's called the magic button. But that's not what we're talking about here.
We're talking about movies. The Eternal. This is how much that movie kept me in there. Have you seen this button? This is cool, too.
Hey, it's still me. It's still What the Pat! Woo!
It was boring. Two plus hours. I watched it over three nights just because very seldom, and I know it's hard because Marvel is a roller coaster of up and down, but it was all right. I think they're cool as superheroes, and they probably could have done more with it. And at the end, I don't want to spoil it, but they says they'll be back. So you really kind of have to know a lot about the comic lines and all of that and stuff. Some of the effects were cool, some of them not, but it, you know, you probably need to watch it if you want to keep going with all your Marvel stuff. I loved WandaVision. It was slow. I know we're talking TV now. Falcon and Winter Soldier, that was great. That was a good time. That was fun. And I'm two episodes into Loki, which I'm loving that, yeah, that's good. Then I watch the Eternals and I'm like, yeah, I'm going to yawn here. Just where you put the magic button in.
I just didn't know what to think. I mean, I had higher hopes, especially with how much some of them were working out. Go back.
How they were working out and stuff. I mean, Angelina Jolie, I thought her character was pretty cool. I really like that. So, not to keep harping on it. And then, was it Shang-Chi and the Ten Rings? I'm halfway through. You're like, fuck, are you pausing again? Yes. Because sometimes I don't want to be interfered and I gotta pause it. So, I'm having fun with that one. The fight scenes are great. I am probably an hour and a half in. I don't know if you've seen it, but it's fun. So far, I'm laughing, enjoying the fight scenes. I'm liking the characters. I really don't have any complaints. Granted, sometimes the acting can be a little bit meh, or the words that are coming out of the mouth from the script, but I'm no writer. Y'all know that. So that's my thoughts on that. Looking forward to Moon Knight. That looks pretty cool. But that leads over into TV. Well, maybe we need to think about, we could talk about TV. Need that right there.
Yes,
oh yeah. It's like someone busted out the pliers on that one. You'd get that if you had one of those TVs. Good Lord, this thing goes forever, don't it? So anyway, let's talk some TV and shows. I don't have to talk everything because I've watched so much TV. I'm watching stuff right now that I don't even want to mention because it's so freaking, I don't know why we're watching it, but we're sucked in. You go down rabbit holes when you start watching subtitled stuff and what Netflix offers you. And I'm by no means saying, hey, get Netflix. It's just what we have and had for years. So, and we keep finding good content on it anyway that we enjoy. Where was I going? Oh, talking TV shows. Yes, WandaVision, slow. I'm glad they started with it. And it took me a bit to get into it. I enjoyed it, had a good time. Then from there, went right into Falcon Winter Soldier. And man, really, I loved it. The highlight, and this was, but I talked about it before COVID, was Mandalorian, and then we got season two. Shit. Alright, I got, Jaren yelled at me for spoilers, so I'm going to wait 2 years before I unleash a spoiler on season two Mandalorian. Unless, have you watched it? Maybe I could.
I mean, now you don't know it's me, so I could probably spoil it if I wanted to.
But I won't. Season two was amazing. I loved it. Another great time. I really like how it's filmed. It feels Star Wars, you know. And I know there's some people out there, they're like, who's that one guy? Really ruined things for me.
Fuck you, Ryan Johnson. But Brick wasn't that bad.
I know, I'm pulling out all the stops here with some stuff you haven't heard before. Book of Boba Fett? Fuck! Okay, there were a couple times I'm like, eh, but you're getting Boba Fett TV show. You got more Boba Fett in the first 5 minutes than you got in all of the movies, if I'm not mistaken. Oh, I love this mute button because I can cough. I'll be right back. Because on the program I'm using, I cannot pause. So, Boba Fett. Shit. Amazing. I think it's raining outside. Don't worry, I'm dry. I'm happy that both those shows are doing great. And if you haven't seen the trailer for Obi-Wan, this is another holy fuck moment. Star Wars holds a lot in my heart because of the joy it has brought me over my life. Granted, I haven't been happy with some of the things, but more Star Wars, and it was okay, was great. I was happy. I was happy in the moment, and then as I thought about it, I was like, were you really happy? I mean, I even love those Ewok shows that hit TV. There's two. I have never watched all of the Christmas special, because it's a hard watch, but Ryan Johnson didn't screw up The Last Jedi as much as that. Anyway, back to TV. So, yeah, Obi-Wan in May. Oh, that's great. That's great. That makes me happy. See? TV. Reality shows. The Circle. That's pretty interesting. It's a neat social experiment. I think it would be kind of cool to be on that show. It looks fun. It's cool. And then we're watching those Married at First Sight, I got sucked into. Judge me if you want. Go ahead. I don't care. I'm sucked in. Now we're watching The Ultimatum. It's just more, I don't know. Sometimes it's a good escape from reality, and it's fun. I know some of it's got to be scripted. What was the other one? It's where they meet in the pods. Blind. Love at First Sight. So we watched both seasons of that. Then we watched the Japanese one, which was interesting to get a different cultural look at how things are done, and Brazil. So there you go. Some TV that you may or may not want to check out. Can we take a moment to talk about something that drives me insane anytime I see the ad? This is a What the Pat Peeve. It's a new segment. It may or may not continue. But whenever I see it, I see it and I'm like, I don't know why they do this. I forgot the mute button. Hold on, going in for a drink. Hey, now's your chance. If you drink, because when you tilt back, you won't hear me. All right, I'm back. I see these ads. New cell phones come out. And granted, they got like Gorilla Samson Corning Jellica Scylla glass, okay? It's pretty hard to scratch. But why the hell are we taking photos of the back of a phone or a product with it laying in rocks? I'm just like, this doesn't make sense. And then I'm like, oh, look at that beautiful back of that phone. laying on the cement railing or a step. I don't know. It's just grating. I just find it funny that everybody's like, this is a good spot to take a photo of this bone.
Oh, I totally feel you. Yeah, right there. Lay that bone down in the gravel. Oh, is it wet? Because this has got IPV229 protection.
Now's a good time. Voicemails. Let me go to them. Thank you. I have none. Okay? It's easy. I'll have the link in the show notes. Leave them. I don't care how dumb it is. What are your pet peeves? Come on, let's start a What the Pat Peeve corner. What the peeves? There. I don't know. Come on, Patikin. Step it up. Hold on. Let me go to my notes. I can check that off. All right. Cell phone product shots on rocks. Check. Oh, hey. That's something else I could talk about, too. So I've always been a horrible drawer, but maybe I haven't been a horrible drawer. I just haven't applied myself. My mom liked to say that. I'm like, I'm just not smart, Mom. She's like, no, you haven't applied yourself. And I'm like, God, she's always gone. And then there's times I'd be like, well, you said I'm stupid. She's like, no, I said stop acting stupid. So, you know, it's all in how you say your words. But anyway, I thought, hey, why don't I just start drawing? Because I really like good paper, as I talked about. I found some good pencils. Creative Live I signed up for, and there was an artist, and I'm sorry I can't remember her name. First name Amy, I do believe. Anyway, sorry. And she just went over. She didn't really show how to draw, but it was more the mindset in the one course I watched, and just going with it and letting loose and different angles and stuff. She didn't really talk too much about use this pencil, that pencil, and this one in the course that I watched. But it was more just her mindset and how she was and how she acted, and it was just so calming. So I picked up a pad of paper, as in I went and bought some drawing paper because just regular paper wasn't the same. And then I just started going. And I mean, I'm not tooting my own horn here. Hold on, do I have? I don't know. Right, how about this? I don't think it's close enough to a horn, right? Hopefully you got that all in the left channel, because I don't know why my rooster didn't want to do both channels. Happens. It just happens. Anyway, I really enjoy drawing. I'm not great, but it looks like I drew some rabbits. They look cool. They're on Instagram. They're not on What the Pat Instagram, though. And you don't have to support me, but it certainly helps, because this does cost money, regardless of how it's done and anything, because you got to buy stuff to record stuff to get this stuff and all that. But I'm not asking for money. But there is now on my whatthepat.com webpage, bottom right, little coffee. You could buy me a coffee. How cool is that? I just thought it was cool, so I put it there. Because I was like, hey, I've bought a few people coffees. I'm like, I like that idea. I could change it. It could say pizza. It could say beer. But, you know, I love coffee. And which coffee do I love? If you haven't been listening for 55 episodes of Where Have You Been? Where? Earlier, I mentioned the Movie Patrol podcast. Check them out. Seriously, they're really funny. Go Navy. Huh, Sean? Huh? I got no one else to harass now. Well, I don't even have, because Discord Accords, that was a podcast. They've gone off the air. Why? But you can still check them out. They're still out there on the airwaves and everything, you know. So I do feel bad though, Sean. I mean, that air horn gets a bit old. I'm thinking you probably need something more like, you know. Yeah, come on. I don't have anybody else to harass. Check them out. Because I do like talking about other podcasts. Just funny that Steve, geez, over 100 and something episodes. They've been rocking it for a while. What else do I got going on? I think I was pretty much fixing to really wrap this up. Well, that concludes my show. I appreciate it as always. I'm happy to be back. I'll try and get things more streamlined and figure out what I'm doing. Most of the time, I don't even really know what I'm doing, you know? I just got you guys, the Patikins. Seriously, catch me on VR. Bacon me. That's our team. We're on Discord. I do have a Discord What the Pat channel. So if anybody wants to be involved in that, just kind of a place where listeners can listen, touch base, do some of the yakety yakking that you're doing. But anyway, have a great week. Remember, smile. I don't give a fuck if you're unhappy. Smile. Just look at somebody one day and just smile, because you can do that now. Later. Yes, magic button.
You've been listening to What the Pat. It's on all your favorite podcast apps. Even your non-favorite podcast apps.
I listen to them all the time. That dude's the shit. Yeah. You know?
I hear ya. It's just, my day isn't complete without What the Pat.